Here's the final stretch play, turning your face palms into high fives. Think about it, the disaster that once made you want to crawl into a bin forever. Fast forward 6 months and it's your party story. Suddenly everyone's laughing, someone's spitting wine, and you've gone from the idiot who screwed up to the legend with the best story.
That's not just survival, that's alchemy.
What we usually do wrong is freeze in shame, polish it into a fake LinkedIn, lesson learned post, a guarded light, state secrets. We spiral in regret instead of mining it for comedy, and worst of all, we self-destruct with cruelty instead of self-deprecating with kindness. The shift, own your bloopers out loud, keep the embarrassing detail, that's the juice.
Tell it with punchline, not pathology.
Collect your bloopers like greatest hits instead of evidence files. Every time you retell one, you prove shame doesn't own you anymore. Here's your strategy, step one, start with, you'll never believe what I did, and watch people lean in like meerkats. Step two, exaggerate it until it's funny, sweaty, silence, awkward pause.
That's the goal!
Step three, retell it with the right crowd. Some laugh with you,
some laugh at you.
Stick with the first group. By the end of this chapter, here's your win. You'll stop hoarding your bloopers as scars and start sharing them as high fives. You'll transform regret into folklore, shame into laughter, and loneliness into connection. Today's disaster is tomorrow's brunch story, and you get to decide when the laughter